I want to welcome you all to a new episode of the Live Better with Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. And on today's show, we're going to be talking about, is the Constitution done? Is the Republic done? You know, what has happened to it? And we're going to be talking about, you know, Texas, of course. You know, I'm going to give you my insight about Texas, you know, and their lawsuit not going through. And then I'll even give you my insight and why I believe Donald Trump is going to enact, is going to declare martial law to flush out and find out who all the criminals are, you know, either in, you know, foreign interference or even, you know, anybody that was involved here in the United States of America. I think that will be, so I think it's possible we could see our, you know, Constitution and the Republic kind of just fade away, you know. I mean, one way or another, even if Biden takes over and Kamala, we will see a lot of our rights taken away, and they'll be done, gone, shot out the window, you know. So, like, what I'd like to do, go ahead and start it off with a daily scripture. So this is the Psalm 68:6. God provides homes for those who are deserted. He leads out the prisoners to prosperity, but the rebellious live in a scorched land. Meaning, you know, those that are not rebellious towards God will be in prosperity, they'll be taken care of. He takes care of his children. Those that are rebellious, don't listen, do not believe in Jesus, you know, refuse to believe, you know, refuse to live according to their own wants and desires in this world, have an unrepentant heart, never repent. Those are the ones that are going to be in eternal hellfire, lake of fire, eternal second death, or be scorched in the land, or will be left behind when the rapture does happen. And there will be a rapture. I just don't buy that it's going to be pre-trib, maybe even mid-trib. I used to think a pre-tribber, but, you know, God in Scripture never says that he's going to take us away before the Jacob's trouble or the great tribulation. You know, what he is going to do is he's going to come back for those that are remaining at the time of his return, and he comes back for the remaining, any remaining saints that are on, that are still alive. So, you know, could I be proven wrong, and maybe the rapture does happen sooner than I think? It's possible, but, you know, that's what I'm sticking to right now. And why do I, you know, believe, you know, that, and we're going to get, I'm going to tie it all together why I believe Donald Trump is going to declare the Insurrection Act and declare martial law in America. I mean, you look at, let's look at, you know, you look at, you know, like how he was so ahead. And then John Ratcliffe, this makes sense, John Ratcliffe, he stated that there was foreign interference in the elections. No duh. I mean, anyone that's not blind can see that there's clearly fraud in the election. Donald Trump was clearly winning by a lot. The Democrats got frightened. They had a plan. The far left had a plan. They had a plan to rig the election. They had a plan to cheat. They had a plan to ballot stuff. They had a plan to use the Dominion software and have the votes changed from Trump to Biden. This was their plan all along. Why do you think Joe Biden said, I don't need your votes? Because he was planning on cheating the entire time. He was planning on committing fraud the entire time. That's why he didn't need your votes. So they pull out 80 million votes out of peanut butter and jelly, you know? Dead people still voting, double votes, changing your votes, intimidation going on in the elections, people being intimidated to, they're taking advantage of, old people taking advantage of, to vote for, even though they plan on voting for Trump, to vote for Joe Biden. Is this the type of society and of, you know, that America, you know, that God does not like? People that are cheating, people that are lying, people that are intimidating others. You know, I for one am definitely all for the return of Jesus Christ. This world is just like in the days of Noah. Wicked, wicked, and wicked. People only caring about themselves, people only caring about lovers of money, boastful, prideful, sexual immorality, you name it. And I'm no different. I'm gonna throw myself as a sinner as any one of you. But the difference between me and a lot of the other, and I'm not comparing judgment, but the difference between is I repent of my sins every single day. Daily. I repent every day. I don't go out every day to plan on, oh, I'm going to sin. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to be defiant. No. I have weak moments. I am a human being. You know, I'm flawless and I'm still learning. I'm still growing in my faith. You know, I'm still a baby Christian. You know, I haven't reached the point of maturity yet. But you know what? Jesus, God knew we were going to mess up. That's why he sent Jesus down to die on the cross over 2,000 years ago for you and for me. Because he knew we needed a Savior. That is why he sent his only Son to die for me, to die for you, to die for you, and to die for all of you. But the problem is, in this world, people have free will. God gave people free will to choose. You can choose. You can choose to be on Team Jesus. You can choose to be on God's team. And you can choose to follow his commandments. To follow his, you know, to love others the way he taught us. To love your enemies, to love your neighbors, to love God, to love yourself, but mostly to love others, to give to others, to help the needy, to help the sick, to pray for the sick, to visit the people in prison. Each one of us is guilty for not doing any of those. Or we've done one for a period of time of our life, and then we stopped. And then we just stopped. And we're like, what's going on? Why did we stop? Why did you stop giving to the homeless? Why did you stop tithing? We all have been there, done that. But you know what? You can repent. Today is the day that you can come back and right those wrongs, to repent and ask Christ for forgiveness and start new. Just like Jesus told the woman that the people brought him and said, hey, she's committed adultery. This is what we do, you know. Jesus didn't condemn her. The crowd was about to throw rocks at her. And Jesus said, whoever is free from sin, let them cast the first stone. Did anyone cast a stone? No. They all dropped their stones. Because they knew they were not free from sin. We are sinners that are in need of a Savior. So what happens if you go your whole life? You never accept Jesus into your heart. You never live for Jesus. You think you're a good person and you're like, well, I gave to this, I gave to that, I gave to this. You're going to be standing in front of Jesus one day. We're all going to be standing in front of Jesus one day, and we're going to give an account for our lives. You know, all the good things I did for Jesus, we're going to see it, but all the bad things that I did, people I turned away, you know, not stopping for someone on the side of the road, not stopping to help a homeless person, you know, or to do this or to do that, all those bad things, Jesus is going to look at all that and review our life. But thank God, we, because of God, sent his son, Jesus, to die on that cross for you and for me. So I can say, Lord, I am sorry. I did this. I should have stopped for that person. I should have gave them food. I should have gave them what little money I could have had. I should have tithed my last paycheck. I should have done all this. And you're right. I've robbed you, God, because I haven't tithed all the time. I sinned. I didn't keep the Sabbath day holy. You know, I worked. You know, I did this. Lord, forgive me. Please forgive me. I repent of my sins. That's what God wants you to do. God wants you to recognize that you messed up. God wants you to come to terms and get on your knees and ask for forgiveness. To ask Jesus to forgive you. To forgive you for all of your sins, all the stupid things that you've done, past and present. You can't pray for future sins because that's something that you have to atone for when you get there. If you mess up and sin, you've got to repent. It's not, oh, I'm going to repent for all my future sins and keep on sinning. No, 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 no. That's not how it works. You repent of your past sins, your present sins, and then you go and you do your best to sin no more. Now, does that always happen? No. Sometimes we're flawed. We have the flesh. Sometimes we mess up. But thank God to Jesus, we can get back up and repent. But one day, it's going to be too late. Don't keep putting it on the back burner. You mess up, you ask forgiveness right there. Sorry, Lord. I'm sorry. I messed up. You know? So it's seeking Christ every day. It's seeking and repenting every day. Now, for those that don't repent, for those that don't come to Jesus, you know, they're still going to get judged too. God's going to make a whole account of your whole life and what you did. And that's going to determine most severely your punishment. You're going to be judged for all the things you've done. Even at the end of the day, you can say, Lord, Lord, or I did this, and I gave to the poor, and I, you know, and I helped out here, and I helped out here. And he's going to say, get away from me. I never knew you. He might say, when was the last time you prayed to me? When was the last time you repented of your sins to me? When was the last time you accepted me into my heart, into your heart? And you're going to stand there and be like, may not have an answer. You may respond, right? Never did. So he's going to be like, why should I let you into heaven? If you never knew me, you never repented. Why? I mean, you got two choices, folks. Two choices. You can choose heaven. You can choose Jesus Christ. You can choose to fight every day. Fight every day. You know, and if you mess up, then you get back up and try again and you seek forgiveness. And you keep fighting and you don't give up. Don't give up. Or you can give up. Or not choose Jesus. Not repent of your sins. And you're on Team Satan. Team Satan. Team Lucifer. You're on his team. Because you have rejected the Son of Man. You have rejected the Son of God. You rejected Jesus Christ. You rejected his gift that he gave to you. The gift of salvation. The gift to be able to ask him in your heart. The gift to ask for forgiveness. The gift to be able to repent of your sins. The gift of being able to open up the Bible and follow all the love commands that God gave to you. Commandments of love. If you love Jesus, you love God, that you'll follow his commandments. You'll follow after him. To be a disciple of Jesus Christ is just like when Jesus was going to all the apostles. Follow me. And they followed him. They left everything, whatever they were doing, and they went and they followed him. That's all Jesus wants you to do, isn't it? Is to follow him. Don't follow TV. Don't follow the news. Don't follow video games. Don't follow the Twitter account. Don't follow the Facebook account. Don't follow, your own wants and your own desires. Don't follow the next trend that's out there. Don't follow TikTok. Don't follow the ways of your flesh. Follow the Lord Jesus Christ. And I understand that all of us have failed in some capacity. You meant good, I'm going to follow Christ, and then poof, you mess up. You do good for 6 months, and then boom. You have a weak moment, you sin. Sometimes you have a hard time getting up. You're stuck again in plan B. The thing is, we need to stop picking up our sins. Jesus has already forgiven us of them. Why do we keep picking them up and going back? Jesus forgave us for our old life, our sinful nature. Yes, we're always going to have a sinful nature until Jesus comes back for us and gives us glorified bodies, and Satan is vanquished. Yes, there will be a day where we will not struggle with sin. There will be a day that we will not be tempted from Satan or his demons or fallen angels will not be able to tempt us. There will be a day. Hallelujah, praise God, that there will be a day that we will not have to endure that. But we still have to get through Jacob's trouble. We have to get through the tribulation. We have to get through the great tribulation. We have to get through the warmer prophecy of the asteroid hitting the earth. Well, there's a lot we have to get to the return of Jesus. And I tell you what, when Jesus comes back, it's not going to be candy cane and rainbows on earth for everybody. He will come back for his children, snatch them up. And all the wicked children, all the wicked that turned their backs on him, that chose the world, that chose themselves, that chose to be a child of Satan. Those who chose to take the mark of the beast. Those that chose the world and rejected Jesus, rejected God, and chose the prince of the world. All those will burn. It will either be sent to the lake of death, lake of fire, or hell, all eternity. They'll have eternal death, or they'll suffer in hell for eternity being tormented. I may have gotten off to a little tantric here, but that's why, and I want you to tie this in, that's why America's failed. That's why America has failed. They chose, the Democrats in the far left have chosen to follow the things of this world. They have chosen, although, you know what? I think I'm going to take the cares of this world instead of the cares of Jesus Christ. You know, we live in a fallen world. And yes, Trump may very well, and I believe that he'll do all that. He'll do the martial law to flush everyone out that's cheated. But God has a timeline, and I feel that we are close to that transition into the Jacob's trouble, the great tribulation, in Jesus' return. Hey, and if Jesus doesn't return in my lifetime, I'll own up to it. But seeing everything the way it's happening, I feel in my heart that Jesus will be back soon. Sooner than you think. And if you go according to the fig tree, according to the parables, you know, with the nation of Israel blossoming into a nation, you know, and you go according to that generation, these things will not pass away. Then a generation by strength would be 80 years from when Israel became a nation. So you're looking at 2028. But could it extend a little bit in 2029? It could. I mean, if you factor in the asteroid, if that's wormwood, and that's part of the wormwood prophecy in the Bible, then yeah, it would have to extend a little bit into the 80 generation, would have to extend a little into 2029. A little bit of head into 2029. But I feel that Jesus will be back. And this is just my opinion. I'm not saying this, thus saith the Lord, or God told me, you know, or I'm not saying I'm date setting, but, you know, this is my opinion. I think it is possible that in the next 10 years, we will see Jesus return. Something to definitely pray on, to seek, you know, to pray about. But, you know, I hope this adds value to some of you, or maybe somebody that you could share it with. I know I've decided to go off into a little bit far left, but that's my ADD. When it kicks in, you know, I have a short attention span. So sometimes my shows, I maybe kick into a different gear or start talking about something different. But I think that going off the rabbit trail is something that everybody needs to hear. It shouldn't be just about you. You, and your life. This is what I want to do. You need to start asking God, Jesus, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Start seeking His will. Start seeking His wisdom. Start being like the apostles back in the days when they dropped everything and followed Him. I understand some of you have families, and that's okay. That's fine, you know. But you can still follow Jesus. You can still follow Him. Well, let's go ahead and pray. Dear God, I just want to pray for everyone that listened. I pray for everyone that has not listened. And I pray that, you know, if there's anybody that needs to listen to this, that you would share it with them. And I just ask that everyone... I just blessings. I ask for everyone to repent if they need to repent. I ask for those that don't know you, that will ask you into their life, their heart, and ask you to forgive them. They'll ask you to forgive them of their sins. And that will believe in your death, burial, and resurrection. And if any of you prayed that right now, if you ask God to forgive you, you ask Jesus to come in your heart, you ask Him to be the Lord of your life, if you ask Him and repent, and forgive others. You got to forgive others, because if you want to be forgiven, you have to forgive too. That's important also. So if you prayed that, and I pray that, Lord, that people out there will pray that right now. Right now. And become born again. Born again believers in you. Father, I just pray for strength for everybody through this time. And I pray that, you know, for comfort and strength, so when we do go through Jacob's trouble, when we go through the tribulation, when we go through the great tribulation, let not their faith be faint of heart, but strengthen their hearts and strengthen their faith in the times of trouble also too, not just in the times of good things, but in the times of, you know, distress, the times of tribulation, the times of, you know, hard times. Be with each and every one of them in their families. Heal them if they are sick. Raise up their hearts to you and their life and their attention and their focus to you. And I ask this all in your precious and holy name, Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I hope that you all enjoyed this message. I hope that you all enjoyed this part of the show today. I'm your host, Jason Beck, with A Little Better, The Jason Beck Show. I love each and every one of you. Please, 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 I need your help. Please share this with others. Share this on your social media. Please share, 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 share. And if you are able to bless the podcast show, you can also give on a monthly basis as well, too. I'll go ahead and link PayPal also too. So if you want to give a one-time donation, you know, any type of ministry I do, this is not a 501c3. Just wanted to let everyone know off the bat, but it is still the place where I minister, a place that I will, you know, pray for each and every one of you, you know, where I will share God's word with you and scripture with you. This is still, it's still a ministry. You know, God uses people in a lot of different ways in ministry. So I just wanted to thank you. And like, God will still use your ministry, either it be on the podcast or no matter what it is. So just wanted to thank you so much. I love each and every one of you. I will put everything in the description box below, ways that you can help support the podcast show on a monthly basis, one-time basis, or if there's any products and stuff that you're looking for, if you purchase from any of the links, that will go to help to support the show. Love each and every one of you. Have a blessful day and weekend and week. Right, bye-bye.